It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, 1370 and 96.1 Hank FM. It is Sports Central. I am Dave Shannon. That guy is.
I'm not.
You are not. That's
I am
for
not
sure.
Corey Geiger either. Referee Rich here. And boy, we get to do something more. We do a lot of anyway. But now it's full blown hour.
Yeah, very cool. It's good to be able to sit in for Corey here for a couple of days this week. I know tomorrow is going to be a Black and Gold Tuesday. Wednesday, Pirates will be here on Hank, and then Thursday and Friday, Rich and I will be back in the, well, I get to drive the bus on this particular instance. We have reversed roles when it comes to what we do inside the studio for this particular show, but that's about it. It's the same two guys with the same two opinions that you hear every morning on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. I suppose from Hank FM's perspective, in that case, we're on the Wicked Stepsister Station. So,
well, we are, and again, we get to talk about sports for the entire hour. Your calls are certainly welcome as we are rapidly approaching August, and everybody's attention now will turn to football with training camps in session. The first exhibition game is next week, the Hall of Fame game, and high school, believe it or not, 3.5 weeks away.
Crazy. It is crazy.
It really is, and you know, we've languished through some really hot spells here in the summer, but I think we have a couple of more months of summer. Usually September now turns into a pretty nice month, so high schools benefit from that when it finally cools down a little bit in September and you get to play on those really nice nights in the fall. But we are gearing up for another big season here inside this building.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't have enough studios to handle.
No, we don't. But yeah, because we still have the curve running throughout the middle of September.
Exactly.
And so my games, first and foremost, Bishop Guilfoyle, probably are going to come across the hall on 94.3 on Q94 like we always do for the first 3-4 weeks. And since the season starts August 22nd, at least the first four games will be on and on cue, and then depending on playoffs, if the curve make it. So I will be the only one to have to jump to play checkers with stations here. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, we'll be on, and we'll have our usual boatload of games each and every Friday and Saturdays in my case.
Yeah, and right here on Hank FM, it'll be the return of the Golden Tigers. The Hollidaysburg football team will be on here. So looking forward to that. It's definitely time for a change in the seasons. The one thing I have noticed, because Rich and I come in early, Rich much earlier than what I do, but now in the mornings I'm driving in and it's almost dark the whole way in the morning. And it wasn't that way just a month ago. So
yeah, the day, I don't like, you know, I don't like it when the days are long in the summer, but I'm really not, I don't have an affinity for fall, but you know, it's a precursor to winter, so that's why I don't like it, because I just detest winter. But last winter we had a really not a bad winter, not a lot of snow, not really a lot of cold temperatures either, but neither here nor there. But you know, we got a lot going on here. Again, 814-946-0435. You can talk about anything. The Pirates and the Curve had good Saturdays and Sundays this past weekend, both winning after losing on Friday. The Curve, I was just telling Bob Taylor that we've had an extraordinary amount of home games for the Curve in the recent weeks. We had a 12-game homestand right in the middle of June, and then after a week off, we had a brief 3-game homestand. And then it was a week and a half off, and then we just completed a 9-game homestand. So, and believe it or not, folks, the Curve is down to just 3 homestands, 3 1-week homestands. Now they're back on their normal 6-on, 6-off schedule. And so we only have three left.
If we do the math, that means just 18 more games remain in the regular season at PNG Field.
And if they make the playoffs, of course, we'll keep you updated on that. But that would be exciting. Haven't been there since 2017, so it's been quite a while. It would be nice to get back there. And I think we have the team to do it right now. We got some updates right before the break came, right before the second half of the season started, and then the midsummer break. They don't call it an all-star break because there's no all-star game. So, but I think we have enough to make the playoffs. We get we have some power now, and we've got some excellent pitching. But sometimes, boy, the bats just go silent like they did Friday night. But then they rebounded nicely with two nice wins over the weekend. And this team is fun to watch. I really believe that, and I hope that many of you will come out, because we know once the end of August gets here and school returns, you're probably not going to be thinking about baseball. But if they're in the playoff hunt, you probably will. We hope you do.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think the past weekend proved, both in Pittsburgh and here, you get five or six runs in a game. I think both places have the kind of pitching staffs that are able to preserve that. You can walk off with a win with five or six runs if you can get that many across.
You should win most major league games with five or six runs.
Sure.
And there are nights where you're going to, you know, both offenses are going to come out swinging, which that's the kind of game I like. I mean, I like pinball games. I call them pinball. The scores just keep getting higher and higher. I like that. But here's an interesting stat about the Pirates, that the terrible season that they're having, and if you listen to our show in the morning, Dave and I are pretty harsh on the Buccos, especially me, because I'm just so frustrated being a lifelong Pirate fan. But anyway, they're 44 and 62, I believe. And that's not a very good record. They're in last place. They're going to be sellers, and we'll talk about that too because of the trading deadline. But anyway, 44 and 62, and yet the Pirates have 13 shutouts. They have 13 shutout wins this year. That's the most in the major leagues.
And what this proves is obsession with pitching, which is not a bad thing. If you're going to succeed, you have to have that. But there also has to be eight other guys surrounding those guys on the mound that can provide you with the runs you need to win. And that seems to be an area that they have been a little bit lackadaisical on. And they continue to focus in on, you know, pitchers when it comes to the draft and things of that nature. And yeah, you could make that statement, you can never have enough pitching, but sometimes you get too obsessed with
sometimes
it.
You do have enough pitching.
Yeah,
and sometimes
exactly.
You have, and I think in this case, and this is another phrase that we take from our show, I think they have more than enough pitching where they can be in position to deal, to make deals. Now, as I said, the trading deadline is Thursday, and boy, did they move this one up. The trading deadline is 6 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. So when we're in here Thursday, they can still be wheeling and dealing.
Yes.
On Thursday until 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 p.m. on the West Coast. And the Pirates are going to be sellers, folks. They're in last place. And I tried to break it down this way. The six last place teams are going to be sellers. Make no mistake about it. In fact, Arizona, who's not in last place, they've already begun their sale. So they're, you know, they're going to sell. The six last place teams are going to be looking to deal. The six teams that are in fourth place, more than likely going to deal because they're not going to make the playoffs. The teams in first place are going to be buyers. They're going to be looking to add. The teams that are in second place are going to be looking to add. The teams that are in the hunt for the wild card spots, they're going to be looking to add. So the majority of the 30 teams, probably 16 or more, will probably look to add. The Pirates are going to be sellers, folks, and they have some pieces that can move that could bring back value if you bring back the value that's going to put a winning team on the field, not this year. Because when you get to this point, and you're like the Pirates, you're in last place, you're not going to win.
Right.
You're not going to make the playoffs. So you've got, and again, we get the old, well, there's next year. And I don't know about
how
you.
How many years have we heard that?
I don't know about you, but as a Pirate fan, I'm tired of hearing wait for next year. If you're going to trade these guys away, get some guys that are value, that are either major league ready or just about to be major league ready, then get them ready in spring training, put them on the field, mix them with the great pitching staff, and you might have a winner.
And these are the kinds of things that make you wonder about from the baseball side of things, whether they have the right group of people beyond Pittsburgh to send out and evaluate talent and be spending the days. Maybe some guys don't like to do that, but you really need to spend the days in the minor league ballparks to look at the other teams and, you know, the kinds of players that they're grooming at this particular point. And really, it is kind of interesting. I think you can go to just about any minor league game, and within a short period of time, just by the way the player carries himself on the field, the kind of plays they make, whether they're a hustle kind of guy. And this is getting more and more. There was a, in the Pirates-Arizona game, I think it was, on Saturday, there was a ground ball, which in theory would have been an easy out. Well, the guy comes out of the box and he's walking down to first. Well, guess what happened? The shortstop bobbled the ball, and it's like they did get a force at second, and if he'd have been running, he'd have been on first base safe, but, you know, he's strolling down the first baseline. And for me, first off, the amount of money you're making, for Pete's sake, go ahead and run down first base if you could, you know? Isn't that kind of a good trade-off for the amount of money you make?
You would think, and since you mentioned Pete, you know, people used to boo Pete Rose because he ran down to first base after he walked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after he got four balls in his at-bat, he ran to first base. People hated him for that. Now you get these guys, like you said, they barely jog down to first base when they hit a routine ground ball to anybody in the infield because they know, well, if half these guys would run and you make the player make the hard throw, you never know what's going to happen. Like you said, you never know. That ball could skip in the dirt. It could be over the first baseman's head. It could be wide of the bag.
Or when the infielder throws it, it could be a bar of soap. Even on a dry day, some guys have trouble. On days like this, humidity, heat, you sweat. You know, that ball can turn into a bar of soap.
And another thing, when the ball is hit to an infielder and they know you're not running, they can take their time and field the ball and throw it over. If they see you hustling down the field, down the baseline, they're going to have to hurry up and make that play. And again, anything can happen when you're trying to field the ball because you're trying to field the ball, look to see where that runner is, then you have to find first base and then get ready to throw. So anything can happen, but fans have just accepted the fact that these guys hit a ground ball and they just literally jog to first base because they know they're out. But if you would run and hustle like you're supposed to, there'd be many more close plays at first base.
No doubt. And, you know, it was amazing to me watching the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic. Little League, yeah, it's Little League, but the team that won the championship of that this year, the Meadows Greenwood, they were constantly running down to first base, I mean, in a hurry. And then they would turn at first base sometimes. And just to add that extra pressure on the infielder to go ahead and, you know, have to make a play.
Absolutely.
So, you know, like you said, you never know what might happen. It's 814-946-0435 if you'd like to be on the show. And Dan's with us. Hi, Dan. How are you? Oops. Okay. Let me do that here once. Hello, Dan. All right. We're having a little bit of trouble with the phones here. So let's see what happens. Ah, I see. There was still some chatter going on with our call screener and Dan. There's Dan. Hi. How are you?
Better than I deserve. Thanks for asking, Dave and Rich.
Hey, it says here you want to talk about the curve.
Yeah. What's the attendance like? Are they going to make 4,000 again, average?
Oh, you know what, Dan? I get the numbers every night, and we've had some pretty big crowds. I guess we're pretty close to average, or we're pretty close to 4,000. Now, as I said, we have 18 home games left. And I know by the end of August, when school starts, that last homestand, unless we're still in the playoff hunt, it could drop off some. But I think we're pretty close to what we've done in years past. And we just celebrated over the weekend our 8 millionth fan coming through the gates in 26 seasons, even though it's the 27th year of the franchise. We missed, because of COVID, we missed 2020. But we just surpassed 8 million So this year, pretty close to average. We've had some terrific crowds. And even, you know, and Tuesday is usually the day of the week where we get the smallest crowds now when they're just coming back from the road. And we've done pretty well on Tuesdays. And, of course, a lot of promotions we have help. Fireworks always brings them out. And a nice bobblehead giveaway will bring them out, too. But to answer your question, I think we're pretty close to target.
Didn't you on July 3rd have the, what, third biggest crowd in PNG Field history?
It was 92-10 that night, and yeah, that was the fireworks night.
I was just going to ask you about that. My boy was there, and, they wanted to go to that that buffet that they have down there, but the line was clear out to the mezzanine there, and, I mean, they would have had to wait an hour at least to get in there. Mm-hmm. It was that busy and everything. Now, how does that do it as a rule, Richard, or are you away from that? You don't know.
What do you mean rule? For what?
No, about, about that mess, the food there. They have that banquet there that...
You can show up and buy a ticket. I mean, they'll let you in. There's no limit, I don't believe. Shows up to buy a ticket can get the buffet and get the game when it's offered.
Well, now that it's not offered every game.
Oh, no. No, that's a big production.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to make a lot more food because, they were going to be that picnic area under the tents and along the warning track area there. That houses a lot of people. So they have to make an extraordinary amount of food.
Yeah, because, when my boy was there on the 3rd of July, the line was way back to measuring. I mean, they would have had to wait an hour at least to get in, so they decided for that, Kurt Burger, they decided for that and everything, and that does real well, too.
Now, again, when you get to the very end, I don't know if they do cut it off. Because when people sit down there, they generally don't move. They don't finish their meal and move. They finish and they sit and talk they occupy the seats. I don't know if they cut it off, to be honest with you, Dan. I would have to ask, maybe we'll ask Nate or Mike how that works when they're in on our morning show here next week. But I don't know how that works. I don't know if they just sell a certain amount of tickets or take your chance.
Okay, Dan, anything else? Are you going to go over to subject I wanted to bring up was Kelly Federation stuff going on, championship for the 19 and under guys coming up tonight at Vets Field. Have any plans on maybe taking that in?
Oh, it's too hot.
Too hot.
It's almost made me sick. I mean, it's gone on for so long.
And, yeah, yep,
it is.
And everything, and I mean, people don't think there's climate change, but there's got to be something. But holy macro, and it, and everything, and
good thing about it is, Dan, they don't start till 8 o'clock tonight. So
yeah. I think that's why. Usually it would be 7.
Yeah.
They want the sun to go down. Maybe it'll cool off a little bit. But Dan's in the majority there. I think everybody's just feeling this.
Yeah,
this
for season. Sure.
Now, were you broadcasting them games, or are you done broadcasting, Dave? The little league.
We're done. We have finished up with Little League for this year. Currently, it would appear as though we will once again do the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic next year, and in the regular rotation, those games will be played down on Pleasant Valley and 9th and 10th Street. So okay. Those games will be there next year.
Okay, so you're back Wednesday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday.
You're back Thursday and Friday.
Yes. The Pirates will occupy this airspace on Wednesday. And tomorrow night is Black and Gold Day.
Okay, and then the ball game. Oh, another thing. Now, September, you think Paul Snead will be in line for Cy Young?
There's a lot of talk about that, and the record that he has is one of the things that's, but he still, the Cy Young Award means take your body of pitching, which his has been, he can't be responsible for the 8 guys that are out on the field with him. He can only do what he's assigned to do, and if you watch him pitch a game, pretty amazing to watch. So I don't think wins and losses would necessarily preclude him.
Right. That's not going to be the only factor. And if they had to do it right now, there's no way they can't give it to him, because he constantly goes out and shuts people out just about every time he pitches, 5, 6, 7 innings. His ERA is 1.83. I don't know how many strikeouts he has. He's got to be into the 140s by now. And since the standard now is 5 or 6 innings for a starter, with his, as Dave said, the body of work, I think he's a shoo-in for it if he keeps this up, and he probably will.
You can kind of almost rubber stamp him and Scooble.
That's a pretty good bet.
As your people that are going to move on and get another Cy Young Award.
Thanks for your time, fellas.
Hey, thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. 814-946-0435. Always good to hear from Dan, and appreciate his contribution to the program. One thing I do want to talk about, maybe a little bit more after we get back from the break, is the Kelly Federation, and it's a great series. They've each won a game. Laurel Med and Tyrone Legion are the two that will be battling tonight at Vets Field. We'll talk about that and some other things, too. We might throw in a little football talk. Stay tuned. Give us a call, 814-946-0435. Dave Shannon, Rich DeLeo, we're sitting in for Corey Geiger on Sports Central with Corey Geiger, but with us on 1370 and 96.1 Hank FM.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
If this is the year you buy equipment from the Kubota family, it's time to meet the McCoy family from McCoy's Lawn and Garden. For over 40 years, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has been a trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA. Why Kubota? It's simple. Kubota has a track record of durable and dependable equipment, state-of-the-art features, and something for everyone. Kubota offers the model, attachments, and implements you need, regardless of the job. And on top of all of this, you get the support of amazing dealers like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing your lawn, tackling summer projects around your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and so much more. Follow the orange glow to McCoy's Lawn and Garden and check them out for yourself. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. Visit McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community. With youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Hank FM.
Welcome back. It is Sports Central with Corey Geiger, except there's no Corey Geiger. I'm Dave Shannon.
I would try to imitate Corey's voice, but
nope.
He's got a deep accent.
Yes, he does. Kind of thick.
Yeah.
It's not as I when he first came to town, it was a little thicker. It's not quite Yinzer yet.
Well, he'll never be a Yinzer. I mean, as far as his accent goes, but he's changed a little bit.
Yeah. All right, Dale from Altoona calling to talk about, it says here, the Pittsburgh program. I assume you might be talking about the baseball team, Dale?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm talking about all the Pennsylvania teams. I think the Pirates did well when they got rid of the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Penguins did well when they got rid of the manager. And now I believe the Steelers need to get rid of Tomlin. And I also believe Penn State needs to get rid of Franklin. And I think we can start over from there.
That's a pretty big broom.
Dale brought the broom.
Boy, Dale, you brought the industrial broom.
Rich, I did. But, hey, that's because we're Mount Carmel alumni. That's why, buddy.
I think I know who this is then.
Yes, you do.
Dale, I'll tell you. Mike Sullivan, to me, and again, Derek Shelton, I thought was a terrible manager. I think Derek Shelton tried to placate to too many guys. He adhered to the everybody must play rule. That's not how you win major league games. You win major league games by having an everyday lineup. He never did. He never had the same lineup twice. He never had the same guys, all eight guys in the same position twice. I thought that was a good move. Donnie Kelly's in a tough spot because he doesn't have much different to work with. He has basically the same roster minus Adam Frazier, who was traded. So Don Kelly's in a terrible spot because he's not any better off than Shelton was. But at least he's gotten them to the point where they're winning at least as much as they're losing. All right,
I agree
a fact.
With that 100%.
Now, Mike Sullivan, I like Mike Sullivan. I think he's a terrific coach. But sometimes the players lose the message in the clubhouse, in the locker room. Doesn't get through anymore. And I actually thought they parted amicably, and I thought it was a good move because the Penguins desperately needed some kind of change, and they got it at the coaching position, and they have infused some new players that I think are could change this team around.
And one of the things, too, Dale, I thought that when he was together with Tockett was when they were really good, and there was something about that synergy between Sullivan and Tockett that made it into a Stanley Cup team. And once Rick Tockett left, things changed, and he never had that kind of assistant again. And there's, you know, it's behind the bench, chemistry is just as important as it is on the ice in that particular case. And I think they lost that, and Mike couldn't carry it on his own, and the assistants that they were putting in there didn't really fill the bill.
Oh, I agree with you, buddy. I agree.
All right, now I'll move on to Happy Valley because your broom took a big swath up that way. And I know that where they're listening up there, we're on up there, I guess. And I'll tell you what, James Franklin has been under the gun, and not from me, but he's been under the gun from fans and alumni and boosters and supporters. Because his record is a winning record. It is a high percentage winning record. But he's got bugaboos, and they're called Michigan and Ohio State. Now, he's rid of one of them because he doesn't play Michigan in the current stretch. But he still has to get by Ohio State. And now, with this big – did you hear about the Big Ten preseason poll? Dale, guess who they voted number one?
Penn State.
So there's pressure number one. And now – they're even being talked about on the national level as being maybe the odds-on favorite to win it all.
Boy, that's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure, and with one loss won't keep them out of the playoffs. But if he should stumble again in the regular season and lose two, I don't know. But that's an awful lot of pressure, and I think the pressure is squarely on him now. And that game against Ohio State and the rest of the schedule, they should probably be able to handle. But they're under the gun now because this is where he wants the program to be. He's in the national spotlight. He's in the Big Ten spotlight. You got to win him. And
but
all,
you know what?
What?
How long has he been there? How long has he been there?
I don't know, it was at least 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. at $9 million a year, by God, you shouldn't be under no pressure.
Oh, no, no.
$9 million a year, I wouldn't think you should be under any pressure, but hey, that's just me.
Sure, I'm understood.
Yeah, the question I have is if the scenario that Rich was just talking about would play out. Maybe they'd lose one or lose two. You got these high expectations. Or they do that well and they excel into the postseason and do well there and get to the championship game and lose. Is that the kind of thing where finally the people that are maybe on the fence with Franklin would say, okay, that's enough. You got there. You can't do it. Would that be enough to get rid of him? What do you think, Dale?
I would think so. I would think so. But you know what? That's just my opinion. And, you know, people call in and give opinions.
Right. Sure.
And that's just my opinion.
And that's welcome, and that's what we like. And let me tell you, Dale, for the record and for everybody listening, Penn State is very, very talented. They're deep. They're talented. And they've got an experienced quarterback, which could make all the difference most of the time. So they have the pieces. They have the players to get this done. I will say that.
Oh, my God, I know that. That's why I'm upset. Because they have had players for the last several years.
Oy.
It's not getting done.
I hear you.
Dale, you're upset even before the season starts.
They got the best quarterback. I mean, oh, my God.
Well, he's going to – this, and this has to be the year then. I think this has to be the crescendo year. I do.
All right.
Yep, I agree with you. It has to be the year.
And just quickly to touch on your last one with Tomlin, I don't know. He's gone through some pretty rough times. And you can't keep leaning on the fact that he's never had a losing record. That's just not good enough. And Dan Rooney, prior to last season, said, I'm sick of watching the playoffs. I want to be in the playoffs, playing for the big prize. And that didn't happen again last year. So I don't know if he's going to make any kind of statements about what his expectations are. He owns it. He can get rid of them if he wants to. But see, here's the whole problem, because at times Tomlin has been referred to as the Rooney rule guy, and it's like, can a Rooney get rid of him? Can they, you know, say, we're done with you? Is that too big of a risk for Mr. Rooney to take? I don't know.
If it were only 5 or 6 years, that's one thing. This is year 19. Now, they have won a Super Bowl, and he's been to two. But they've had, what, 5 or 6 losses now in one game, one and out playoff scenarios. So I think the pressure is on to win. I do.
Okay.
Well, and at the same token, his first Super Bowl that he had, what you call it, left him.
He was he had Cowher's team, is what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Exactly. He had Cowher's team.
Well, now he has to do it with Tomlin's team. And again, they brought some pieces in. I don't know if they're going to fit, especially I still think the Rodgers move is not a good move, but we'll see.
Yeah, that was the next question I was going to ask you, but you already answered it, so that's good with that.
Okay. All right, Dale.
Guys. Hey. Well, thank you for listening to me.
No, appreciate it.
Rich, yeah.
Rich, it's good talking to you, buddy. I mean,
same here, Dale.
Hey Dale, bring that big broom up and sweep out my garage, would you?
Yeah, okay, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Dale.
All right. 814-946-0435, the number to call. Rob in Bedford, hang on. We got some commercials here. We'll be back, and you will be first on. You won't be on deck. You'll be in the batter's box coming up.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar. For you and your friends, visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar passed from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, on Saturday from 9 to 4, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series race recap from the Brickyard, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Bubba Wallace stretched his fuel mileage for overtime racing, and it paid off. He grabs the checkered flag.
It worked out. So thankful for the opportunity. I appreciate MJ, Denny, Curtis, Gene. You know, there's so much going on. And we're able to just show up and compete. And, you know, you guys ask each and every week, you got any news on what's going on? I don't care. I just go out and race. All I've known was for 23 years, just go race. No matter what's being said, no matter how many points I'm up on the cut line, yes, it's there. When you strap the helmet in, you just go and drive and give it your absolute all. So I have nothing left in the tank. I had a little bit of fuel left in the tank. But just a monumental win for our team. And I'm just proud to be holding the steering wheel for them.
Bubba snaps a 100-race winless drought after leading 30 laps on the day, cementing his spot in the playoffs. All right, now Kyle Larson was second, battling hard in the closing laps with Bubba Wallace. Bubba's boss, Denny Hamlin, finished third. Ryan Preece and Brad Keselowski rounds out the top five. Quick point standings. Chase Elliott leads William Byron by only 4 points. Byron had a pretty huge lead at one point in this season. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is Iowa Speedway, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on TNT. You are on the final lap.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions. Like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Hank FM.
Culture shock.
Wow. Now I'm awake.
Hear jingle singers singing Hank FM, and then Van Halen pops
Boom.
In.
Yeah.
Woo. All right, Rob is on the phone from Bedford, and we appreciate you calling in. Rob, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just heard you guys talking baseball, and of course, it steers down the lane of the good old Pittsburgh Pirates. And I didn't hear all of the banter of the last segment, but I did hear your colleague there. He must have given a scenario where he said where they could, quote, turn it around. Now, that caught my attention, and I thought, turn what around? So I'm fascinated. I as an outsider, just watching through a different lens, I think contraction is more plausible than turning around. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I mean, there hasn't been a team contracted in how long, but I mean, these bottom feeder MLB teams are one of the more aggravating things in life in general. So I'm dying to know, because I have a scenario, one scenario, how they could turn it around. I know that they won't do it, but I'm fascinated to hear yours.
Well, go ahead.
Well, the only way, which, by the way, I don't know if you've heard, Rob, the talk about expansion, where they're talking about Nashville and Montreal coming back into Major League Baseball, in the case of Montreal, but Nashville getting a team as well. That's crazy.
I could see, like, if you get rid of one and substitute it with another, but, I mean, take the Pirates, we'll stick right at home.
Mm-hmm.
One of their best players is basically a novelty act legacy signing that is experienced enough and has as little depth in his way to take at bats from him that he's put together a pretty decent year. I'll give McCutcheon but he's going to be 39 at the end of the season. He's one of their best players. That right there tells you you don't need to open the floodgates and add more teams.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of the things I always talk about when we have our regular morning show here is there are, and people, I don't know why people think that it's an easy game, because it's not. And to get to the major leagues, you have to have a certain skill set. And there are not that many people in America or around the world that you can go ahead and tap and say, that's my guy. There aren't that many of them, and you'll see the ones that pop in. It's like, there's Ichiro Suzuki. He's in the Hall of Fame now. And that was somebody that nobody knew about as far as the U.S. goes until, you know, then people really knew about him once he got here. Believe me, the major league teams were keeping an eye on him when he was playing in Japan. But, man, you know, that's the kind of thing. But he's a unique guy, too. Just like Ohtani is. Ohtani's a unique guy. I mean, seriously unique.
Oh, yeah. He's a smart guy. I mean, he backloaded basically all of his record-setting contract. People like to joke about Bobby Bonilla Day, and I don't even find it funny. There are 25 of those contracts active right now that are tenfold worse than Bonilla's, but for whatever reason, his $1 million is such a punchline. I could go on for 15 minutes of contracts that are, it's so much worse of guys. I don't even know if they're alive anymore. They're still getting paid. I mean, it's that bad, but Bonilla gets to carry the torch on that. And you talk about baseball is such a brutal sport. I mean, it's as cold as Hollywood, as the music industry. You take 1%, divide it in two, cut that in half, and snip it up. That's your odds of even getting a cup of coffee. I remember when I was in high school, there was a kid from Martinsburg, Christian Heinbog, that was a pitcher. And, I mean, he was a phenom. I think he went to Central, and he was just untouchable. I think he got to rookie league short season with the Dodgers and fizzled out. Maybe he got hurt. I don't know. But that's just right there one example of many of, you know, he was a can't miss that never happened. And you know, I felt bad for the guy. But needless to say, you guys have a lot of radio experience. You've been doing local market. You know the craft. Let me ask you a question. Does it become infuriating ever to yourselves that I'm sure there's pressure, but no matter how bad a team can be, I mean, and this year's team is probably not even the worst of the last 30-some years. I mean, they set the North American record for losing seasons. That takes a lot of work to do. That's a hard thing to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But is there pressure to always have the local team be in the banter? I feel like if it was me, and maybe I'd run the station right in the ground, maybe I wouldn't be doing it right, but I would feel that they'd have to earn the publicity, the banter, the dialogue. But no matter how bad they are, stations all over Pennsylvania are talking Pirates. I mean, if you're a general manager or an owner of that team, how do you even go out and sit at a restaurant and smile at people when you get by? You get by mooching off of the teams that have the most revenue. I mean,
take your baseball welfare check. That's what that is. That's the baseball welfare check.
The collective bargaining agreement and the sections that are highlighted with revenue sharing, luxury tax. Mm. I mean, if you're the Red Sox or Dodgers or Yankees, that has to feel like someone handing you their I don't even want to say it, their card that some people get. you know what I'm saying? So what is it? Does it ever get old? Do you ever feel like, why do we got to talk about these guys? I do have a formula for how they can win, but I want to get your take on that.
No, there's, well, let me give you a formula for winning. You've got to have talent. Okay, the Pirates go out and sign guys that are a dime a dozen every single year, like Adam Frazier and all the other second baseman and shortstop that they have. They have some players, but not a signature player like Ohtani. We've already talked about him. The Orioles have several young signature players. The Pirates do not.
How about Cincinnati, Ellie De La Cruz?
And what I said earlier was they have to make some trades in order to get some people back that could turn this thing around. Not this year. But we have to stop waiting for next year to get here, because it doesn't. And you need ready-made players. If you're going to, and they have some key pieces that these guys are sitting nervous right now because they don't know whether they're going to be in a uniform on by Thursday at 6 o'clock, a Pirate uniform. But you got to have talent, and I'm sorry, the Pirates just don't have it right now.
And they won't have it. They won't have it as long as the current ownership group is still the owners of that team. There's that bottom line. It's not going to change. I don't care who you put in as GM. I don't care who you put on the field as your field manager. It is not going to change because the owner does not care. He does not care because he's making money. He's paying his shareholders. And that's all he cares about. He has no pride in his team at all.
You guys have me like in shock here. I'm agreeing with you, but two weeks ago, I'm on the same line having the same conversation with the new hire, bright young man. He adds a lot of good things to the show, good perspective from a different lens. But he was laying out scenarios 2 weeks ago of how they were going to make the playoffs and what they could do to be buyers at the deadline. And I'm sitting there, and what little hair I have left just falling all over the place.
I can hear you.
I had to call in, and I gently yoked him up a little bit, but in a respectful manner, just to kind of put him in his place. But he understood what I was saying, and I'm like, listen, man, I'm like, this story ends the same. I said, a couple weeks is coming up. They're going to get pillaged like a village of helpless people with butter knives in a war. I said, they're going to pick all their good players while they go shop at the discount rack. But how they could win, and this isn't going to happen, and probably sounds nuts. Corey might have had this idea, but him and I have talked about it. Why not take Skeens right now while you're paying him four bags of baseball and a carton of cigarettes is what his salary equates to. Take him, and you can – now you're going to have to get your wallet out. You're going to have to write some checks, but you could bring in a handful of ready right now players. There's teams that would put everything on the bar stool to try to bring him in. He's locked up for like 5 years. I mean, the return on him right now, because what good's he doing? They're forgettable. They're the armpit. They're 30 games, 20 games under. He's having a good year, but he's won, what, three games, and we're about to pick our corn and harvest for the season. It's maddening. I think that they could bring in all kinds of ready. Not maybe this guy, will put him in single A, and maybe in 3 years he'll play 25 games in September when we have to bring him up and we expand the rosters to 40. But you get what I'm saying. I think that he would fetch. His value is never going to be higher.
You're right. Yeah. I'm going to retract something that I just said. The Pirates do have that signature player, and he's it.
Yeah.
Okay, and they have to build around him. And now they have the pieces there, and it's a matter of, and the rest of it is easy. Never using the word easy as in easy, but you don't have to go out and pitching is the premium. You don't have pitching, you don't win. But the Pirates don't have offense. You can go out and get infielders and outfielders and catchers that can hit. They're out there, and you have to have a better eye of developing talent. If they can turn those things around and put a team on the field that can score runs with this pitching staff, I guarantee you they would be in the race right now. But they don't, because like Dave said, there's just no will to win, and there's no culture to win in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely
either.
Not.
There is no culture to win, and why would anyone want to sign there?
You know, I would take what the old Pirates were when I grew up, and what they had was a cycle where every 10 years they were going to be competitive to the point where they could win a World Series. That's what they built. And it was playing out that every 10-year cycle. And I can deal with that. I can deal with once every 10 years. This is like being in the desert. There's not even a mirage.
There's no water.
Of water.
None.
So
this is being in Groundhog Day. I mean, there's series that Bill Murray spent like 10,000 years or something in that same day. I think John Hughes clarified it, or Harold Ramis clarified it was more like 10 years. But still, it is Pete and repeat sat on a fence. Or second verse, same as the first. Don't bore us, get to the chorus. Like, it's redundant and offensive.
It is.
Borderline offensive.
And the bottom line is, Rob, it's not going to change if the current owner is still the owner of the team. That's just where it is, and it will not change. He will not change. He tried it there for a couple of seasons, made it into the wild card playoff, and what he looked at was his bottom line. His bottom line wasn't any better than when he took the baseball welfare checks and didn't even put any product on the field that people wanted to watch. And so that's where he is.
If I was dangled off a building, I couldn't argue with what you said. There's nothing. It's airtight, what you just said. And he looks at his numbers. He's doing okay. At the end of the day, like you said, once you get your kickouts, you panhandle, you go ask, you beg for meals, it all works out at the end, and the numbers look good. So there's not really an incentive to try. And they're not the only team. They just happen to be the one that stay. I mean, Tampa Bay and Oakland trip and fall on their face and have good years once in a while.
Yeah.
It can happen accidentally, but it doesn't happen with the Pirates. And it's all you hear about because this is where we live. And it's like, can't they at least excite me a little bit? I mean, I'm a Mets fan, and trust me, they've broke my heart plenty over the years. But it's like with the Pirates, it's triple A. It's glorified, mortifying abomination.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate it, Rob. And
to you guys.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the talk.
Yeah, we'll be back
right,
Thursday
man.
And Friday. Call back.
I will, brother.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. 814-946-0435 is the number to call to be on Sports Central with Corey Geiger, Dave Shannon, and Rich DeLeo, or referee. Do you want me to use the referee?
Yeah, we can use that.
We'll do referee Rich and Dave Shannon, not unlike the mornings. All right, moving on. We'll be back and wrap up today's edition of Sports Central right after this.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at BoswellPipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Planning a summer road trip? First stop at Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg and take advantage of these summer specials. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set in rotation, brakes and battery condition, all for only $59.99. Also take advantage of their Car Care Club membership. Spend $500 or more on any service or repair and get a Car Care Club card with over $499 in service discounts. Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard, Claysburg.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM.
Well, at least there's some twangy guitars in Tom Petty here.
It almost sounds like what we're used to playing here.
Yes, on 1370 and 96.1 Hank FM. Where, by the way, coming up tonight, it will be that team that we were just talking about, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're in San Francisco. And one of the things that I always like to look at pretty much any time of year is how the fans are dressed, because San Francisco can be really cold on, you know, in the middle of July. I've seen people with jackets on. It's like, where are they playing? Anchorage?
Well, I have some insight on that. The Mets were in San Francisco over the weekend, and I saw two of those games, and they were both 62 degrees because the Mets announcers were talking about the stifling heat wave that we're still in. And they were talking about how it was 62 degrees in Frisco. So I'm sure it'll be a little chillier there tonight.
Yes. So anyway, if you have access to the Pirates on television, I encourage you to watch and see Mitch Keller's final game in a Pirate uniform.
Could very well be.
I'd have to say so. I mean, just on the scuttlebutt that you hear, and not that we put a lot of faith in all of the pundits that are out there, but I'd say that's a pretty good bet that Mitch is going to be moving on, and I think it'll be good for him, and you know, hopefully he gets a chance to get into the postseason with somebody.
Yeah, but I just hope it's not with the Cubs or the Cardinals. You just can't do that in your own division. But that's the move they would make because of, once again, of what we said earlier about there's just no attention, no paying attention to detail. No empathy, no winning culture. You trade him to a team like the Cubs, you're going to give them the blueprint to at least get to the playoffs and maybe win a series or two, because that's what they need right now, and they're high on him. And you trade him to the Yankees, you're just going to fortify their position. So I hope not. I think, you know, Mitch Keller was the single reason why we won a championship here in 2017 for Altoona. He is the single reason why. I mean, the team was good, but if it wasn't for his pitching, Altoona would have never won that championship. So you got to put some stock in that. And I know it was, you know, 2017, that's 8 years ago, but Mitch Keller is a guy with Skeens and with Jones and with some of the guys in Indianapolis. You've got a solid core pitching staff, and then you can go from there.
Yep. Something we were handed prior to going on the air was the reveal, if you will, about Deion Sanders. It was known that he had some sort of a health issue, and it has been released that he is trying to recover from an aggressive form of bladder cancer. He did have surgery, and he's gone through the treatments afterward. And, of course, they have said that everything has worked well. So Deion Sanders, the reason he was not in public view for a while there was due to the fact that he had something that he had to take care of. And we hope that that all works for him.
Yeah, we do. And to have that weigh on your mind. And the thing that scares me about it is they say aggressive form.
Yeah.
But then he was pronounced cured by his surgeon. So I don't know what to believe, or, you know, how do you approach it from that perspective with, okay, it's an aggressive form of cancer, we removed your bladder, but we think we got it all. Well, if it's an aggressive form, you're almost bound and determined to see or hear about it resurfacing.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
Absolutely not. So we wish the best for Deion Sanders. Maybe you don't necessarily agree with his personality and the kinds of things that he does, but we don't wish anything like that on anyone.
Not at all.
So we hope that, you know, that what the doctor said is fact, and that he is going to be a cured individual when it comes to that. So anyway, that was something we were handed right before the show, and I thought we should touch on it quickly, because I'm sure it's going to dominate a lot of the sports television that you're going to see.
It will.
And NFL Network will probably even touch on it.
And speaking of seeing, folks, tonight, if you're so inclined, at 9 o'clock, tune into Fox Sports 2.
Yeah.
Because the basketball tournament is going on. That's the name of the tournament. And Sideline Cancer, based in Hollidaysburg, is in the quarterfinals of this tournament. They're going to play Ederline Drive, and if they win, they go on to the semifinals for $1 million top prize. And Sideline Cancer is based in Hollidaysburg with the Griffith Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer. So something to do tonight at 9 o'clock if you don't have access to the Pirates. Fox Sports 2, 9 o'clock. We all root for Sideline Cancer.
All right. Now, Rich, referee Rich and myself will be back tomorrow morning on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. But we will be back on Thursday and Friday here on Sports Central, filling in for Corey Geiger. That's going to do it for today. Say goodnight, Rich.
Goodnight, Rich.
See you on Thursday.